This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly English Championship show on the BetRivers Network. Now, I am your host, George Ellick, and today I am on my own because Jack Wright, who normally joins me on the show, has sadly got some internet issues. We've been trying for the last half an hour to get it to work, but there's only so much time we could spend looking at each other's frozen faces, which means that I'm going to have to do this on my own. So I've never done a video or a podcast on my own before. Apologies for the monologue, but I'll be going through my bets and Jack's bets. He sent them over to me, so I've got those as well. I'll try and give them as good an explanation as I possibly can over the course of this show. But this is the English Championship show. So looking at the Championship, League One and League Two, I pick three picks from the Championship. Jack does the same. And then one over League One and League Two as well. And that's what we'll be doing, or what I will be doing, I should say, over the course of the show. And we come here off the back of a really good week as well. We went 5-3 in midweek, our midweek picks, including a big price selection. One of my anytime goal scorer picks, it was Zion Fleming for Millwall, winning, I think, at plus 380. So hopefully we can continue that kind of run of form. And we are second, just behind Ligue 1, the French top tier, in terms of where we are amongst the BetRivers Network shows as well. So hopefully we can have a winning weekend this weekend and overtake them. And I think our futures bets stakes are being incorporated into that as well. So apologies, this is a bit different. Jack will be back next week. He apologizes to you all as well. But I'll get into the picks in just a second. But do go and follow the app Because We Win Twitter handle there. You can find all the different sports handicappers on the BetRivers Network across sports as well. And you can chat to them and get all the picks and everything else too. So do go and check out that now. These are our picks time. So I'll start with my pick, given I'm the only person who's here. And looking at Blackburn versus Rotherham, I picked under 2 goals on the Asian goal line in the midweek game between Cardiff and Blackburn, which copped. Cardiff won the game 1-0. It was 0-0 until the 83rd minute. We got fairly fortunate with Blackburn not only missing a penalty, but also it looked to me like they'd actually scored a goal when the penalty was given. If the referee had seen that, he probably would have let advantage go and it would have been 1-0. But it was a pretty drab game. And this is what we've come to expect from Blackburn at the moment. They are a team who don't create too many chances. And they're playing against Rotherham side here, who, you know, Rotherham have got a new manager in Matt Taylor coming in from Exeter. He's a manager who I think will be encouraged just to continue Paul Warne's good form and what he's done at the club over the last couple of seasons. And so far this season, Rotherham have played 4 away games. 2 of them have been 0-0 draws. One of them has had 2 goals. The one will draw at QPR. And they lost 1-3-0. So 2 of their away matches so far this season would have copped in this under 2 goals bet. And I think that's the way to go here against a Blackburn side who, yes, they've run a bit hot so far this season, but I think there's going to be money to be made in shorting their goals. You know, they've won one game 1-0 at home this season. They lost another one 1-0. So 2 of their home games have copped in this market too. And this is the way I'd look to play it, especially with also 2 games away from home being 1-0 as well. So under 2 goals, that means 0 goals or 1 goal would be a winner here, and 2 goals exactly is a push, and then over 2 goals would be a losing bet at plus 150. Jack's first pick is it's under 2.5 goals in Norwich versus Preston. He is a Norwich fan. He'll be at the game. All I can tell you about this is that Preston have scored 4 goals this season and they've conceded 4 goals this season after 12 games. It is absolutely mad. I don't know what's going on. I'm terrified of touching Preston, but I know that Jack is happy to side with this because of that fact. And also Norwich themselves don't look like a great attacking force, despite their good start to the season. We saw them draw 1-1, make heavy weather of a game at Reading in midweek as well. And this is a game where it does seem unlikely, probably, that this is where the catch-up bottle, for those who've been listening to the podcast and watching the shows for a long time, is going to explode, because Norwich are a decent defensive side, Preston a decent defensive side as well. Minus 132 under 2.5 goals is the first selection here from Jack. As you can imagine, I'm not going to be able to give as good a recap as him. I haven't got all the research and the stats to hand, but that's his first pick. My second pick is Sheffield United to beat Stoke. Sheffield United plus 120. Coming here off the back of two really poor home performances. They drew 1-1 at home to Birmingham last weekend. And then I had a winner in midweek where I basically laid them at home to QPR. And I should have been a bit bolder, because QPR won the game 1-0. So 1 point from two home games. And I think the market has just gone a little bit too far here. Yes, that's two poor performances, but I still think Sheffield United are one of the three or four best teams in the division. And the way they're being priced up here, odds against away at a Stoke side who've been so poor at home so far this season. They're not a team that I would want to be siding with by any stretch. They lost 4-0 last Sunday at home to Watford. They've also been beaten by Sunderland. They've only won one game at home, and that came against Blackpool. And even in midweek, yes, they got a point away at Burnley, but they were fairly fortunate to get that. Burnley should have been out of sight. Stoke created very little, and it was only a very late goal that managed to earn them that point. Burnley incapable of holding on to leads, as Burnley backers are living at the moment. So I think it's gone too far. I think a week ago, Sheffield United would have been odds on to win this game, and that's where they probably should be. The two games I've had have been pretty level games, and I think Stoke are a pretty poor opponent compared to QPR as well. And, you know, they've still got quality players throughout their side. Ilman Ndiaye, Ollie McBurnie all in decent form, Ollie Norwood too. And I think it's only a matter of time before the results and the performances improve. So I'm looking for that. And then, this is a niche pick from Jack, so I'm not going to be able to do it too much credit in terms of his reasoning, but he is going for a parlay in the same game, Stoke, Sheffield United, an over 3.5 each side corners double. So he's over 3.5 Stoke corners, over 3.5 Sheffield United corners. The price here is minus 110. Again, I don't have all the corner stats to hand, but I can guarantee you that if Jack is tipping them up, that means that we're clearly seeing plenty of corners for both sides. We know that Stoke are a side who, well, actually, I do know this. I've realised in real time that I'm very, very aware of Stoke corners record. This is amazing. Jack's going to laugh at this, given that I actually tipped this up to him last weekend. I can't believe I forgot. So I can now scroll back through my chat with Jack, and I can tell you that Stoke's recent games, this is before their game. This is amazing. Before their game against Watford on Sunday, their games before that had seen 14, 13, 10, 15, 15, 10, and 12 corners. I mean, that is unbelievable. And so I told Jack at the time, we've got to back corners in their game against Watford. There were 12 in that game. And then midweek against Burnley as well, we saw 17. So the run continues. I mean, I'm so happy I remembered why Jack had the bet. It is incredible the amount of corners we're seeing in Stoke games consistently every week. And there's no reason at all to think they won't be the same here. This has been going on for too long, and the numbers are too high for this to be any kind of fluke. So yeah, plus 120 there. Minus 110, I should say, for the double over 3.5 Stoke corners and over 3.5 corners as well there for Sheffield United as well. Very telling stats there about Stoke. My third pick is a goal scorer pick, hoping to continue the good run of anytime goal scorers. It is Jack Clarke to score anytime at plus 425 for Sunderland. They go to Swansea. I've tipped up Clarke before in the show a week or so ago. I backed him again in midweek, where he missed two really good chances by no fault of his own, really. Chris Maxwell, the Blackpool keeper, making the save. And the reasoning is the same again. Sunderland have players out. Ellis Sims is out. And also Ross Stewart, their two strikers, which means they don't play with their recognised striker. And Clarke, in my opinion, is their biggest goal threat playing off the left-hand side. One of his chances he missed against Blackpool in midweek was a header very late on. So he is getting to central positions in the box. And they're playing against a Swansea side under Russell Martin, who play a really high line. And Clarke has the pace and trickery to get past them and play off the last man as well. So yeah, at plus 425, this is a massive bet, in my opinion. Should be way, way shorter. And that's the way that I'm playing this one. Looking now at the third and final bet, West Brom against Luton is Jack's third bet in the Championship. West Brom, a side who Steve Bruce is still in charge, But we're seeing plenty of goals at either ends with them, and they create loads of chances going forward. Not particularly good defensively either. And in Luton, a team here who drew 3-3 in midweek, and I think we can expect that probably to continue as well. And Jack is very keen on both teams being able to upset the other one here. So that is the way that he is playing that one. BTTS, I should say the price is minus 113 BTTS there. And looking into League One, started with Jack's pick in League One. He's backing Barnsley to beat Exeter. Barnsley plus 118. Barnsley have hit a really nice vein of form at the moment after a bit of a difficult start there. Manager Mike Duff is starting to get a really good tune out of Barnsley with Devante Cole being one of the star men as well. Looking at their recent performances, they've won 4 in the bounce on all competitions, 3 in the league, beating Cambridge 3-0, Charlton 3-0 and Fleetwood 1-0. So putting 3 past 2 fairly decent sides there in Charlton and Cambridge up against an Exeter team who have made such an impressive start to life back in League One, but crucially have lost their manager, Matt Taylor, who's moved on to Rotherham. So under caretaker management, he's been a pretty influential figure at the club, and it's hard to see Exeter really kicking on without Taylor there, at least in the short term until they make an appointment. So I can definitely see why Jack would be keen on a home win there, and that's what he's put up at plus 118. And finally, for me, sorry, this is such a quick show, but as you can tell, doing it on your own, I need to get a glass of water fairly soon, and I'll be doing so as soon as I possibly can. But I am looking into League Two, and it is Salford, draw no bet, so plus 0 on the Asian handicap at Northampton at plus 118, so at odds against, which I think it has to be taken. Northampton, one of the biggest data outliers so far in League Two. I've kind of been waiting for them to slip up. They won 5 games in a row where my money was going the other way. It was pretty difficult to watch because they have a negative expected goals ratio over the course of the season. The market has kind of hated them in midweek. A lot of people couldn't understand why Walsall, down in 17th, were favourites to beat them, despite the fact that Cobblers Northampton were up in second. But lo and behold, Walsall, who've been projecting very well all season, who've been underperforming their XG, went and won very cosily 1-0. Northampton really struggling to create too much. And I think this could be a trend we're going to see in the coming weeks. I think Northampton's fast start is going to have probably a bit of a slowdown now. And I do think this is a good chance to get against them because Salford themselves project very well. They're in fifth at the moment, playing well under a good manager in Neil Wood with a very good squad as well. Away form is fine. They've beaten decent forms on the road. They've beaten decent teams on the road. And I think they should be able to go to Northampton side where I think they're better than them. And I think they should probably be favourites. So getting plus money about draw no bet is a pretty solid way of playing this. Sorry that was so quick. As I say, it's, you know, not as easy to do this without Jack alongside me, but hopefully you've got our bets there. 4 bets each. Hopefully we'll continue our winning run. Do go and check out the app Because We Win Twitter account where you can follow all the different sports handicappers there and also follow all the bets across all sports. Do subscribe to the Bet Rivers YouTube network where you can find all the preview shows. And do comment and let us know what you think of all of our picks as well. And you can also find this as a podcast. For those listening to this as a podcast, it must have been quite a stressful listening just to one man talking on his own. But fingers crossed, next week, me and Jack will be talking about our winners and laughing about this when his internet is sorted. So yeah, hopefully some winners in there. Enjoy the football as ever. Do consume all the content you can from the Bet Rivers Network. And Jack and I will see you back here again next week. Please do ensure you're gambling responsibly and enjoy the football.